Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We are entering a new region. We're sliding into Sinnoh, and we needed a special guest for this special occasion, so it's Ryan.
I'm ready to Sinnoh.
You're ready to sin? Hell yeah.
Sinnoh.
Did we not make that joke last week? I feel like we did.
No, we probably made a different
bad joke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So welcome back to the show, Ryan. It's great to have
you. It's great to be back.
The quorum wasn't the same because we didn't have any episodes without you. In the time since, we just didn't put out any episodes.
I went to the Kalos region for a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great.
That's
Everyone's
what we're
going to
call it?
Yeah, I mean, we live in Unova. We all three of us live in different parts of Unova. And I went to Kalos for a week with some family just to enjoy the cheese and the big tower and all that stuff, you know?
Did you get Heelys?
I did get Heelys. People only ride Heelys there.
Okay, that's what I thought, but I was like, I didn't know if that was one of those caricature things where they're like, oh, we eat cheese and drink wine and ride around on Heelys.
They totally...
They say Heelys instead of Heelys, by the way.
No, it was great, and I want to talk about this generation of Pokemon that we're about to start talking about. Is that okay if I give a little introduction?
Sure, do whatever you got, my friend.
Thanks, I really appreciate it. The fourth generation of Pokemon is the fourth set of Pokemon games released. It includes...
Wow.
Hey, it includes Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Pearl,
Beginning of time, there were Pokemon.
In the beginning of time, there was Arceus, and then there was Pikachu, and that was basically it for a while. Then they got bored and made Bulbasaur. No, it's Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Pearl, Pokemon Platinum. This also included the remakes of Gen 2, Heart Gold, and Soul Silver. Diamond and Pearl came out September 28, 2006 in Japan and April 22, 2007 in America. I was in 7th grade. I remember...
In the beginning, Arceus created the Pikachu and nothing else. That's it.
And that was basically it for a while. I remember being in middle school and reading Serebii.net every single day, hoping for new things to learn about the Sinnoh region and the Pokemon within. Six, you were into Serebii at the time, right?
I was actually, this was during my lull. I feel like most people have a lull, not everyone, but a lot of people have a lull. Age based in their Pokemon fandom, where they're like, I love Pokemon, and then they get older and they're like, man, Pokemon's lame, and then they get older again, they're like, I'm stupid, Pokemon rules.
Yep.
This was during my Pokemon's lame phase.
Gen 5 was my Pokemon is lame phase, which, god, I was wrong, because that's the best gen. But yeah, that's fair. Serebii.net was just a website where people would like bring leaks, and everything was just like loose Japanese translations, so I didn't know that it was actually going to be called Sinnoh and not Sinnoh until like the game came out. I had Diamond, and I never owned the remakes. I played the remakes. They're very good. Some people consider them the best Pokemon games, because they like Gen 2 a lot, and it's a better version of that. But I think Diamond and Pearl are also pretty underrated, especially because Platinum, if I understand correctly, like, what's the big complaint with Gen 4, right? Is it's, like, so slow, and the Pokemon designs got lazy. And as we've discussed before, the Pokemon designs were always kind of lazy. That's just a fact of life. And then it being slow, they fixed it in Platinum. They made the running speed faster. That's it. They did it. They made a good generation. People are wrong. That's my spicy take.
What do you think, Ryan?
I don't have a stake, and I'd never played it, so...
Well, okay. If you were to have a stake,
mm-hmm.
like medium rare, or like...
Medium rare. I usually go with medium rare when I get steak. I don't really get
steak
anymore.
Yeah, it's like
anymore,
rare. Rare is like... Rare like feels kind of like almost... You know, it's a little intimidating, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
but it's like I do actually like flavors. You still go for me,
and like I don't really like Sea of Thieves that much. So you know,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ever since they did Conkers, it just hasn't been the same. Just nothing can live up to Conkers.
So edgy. You know, I just realized, not just realized, but like I learned that they like censored it on the Xbox version for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I mean, it was a very bad fur day. I mean, like, you don't even know.
You gotta cover up all that fur. No, I get you.
Yeah, totally.
You forget to take your allergy meds one day, and it's just really bad.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I think the games are not very good.
Gen 4?
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, I was still wowed at the time by being like, wow, it's on the DS now. There's two screens. They really didn't use the second screen very well. There was like the underground place.
Was this the first one on the DS?
Yes.
It was the first one on the DS, yeah.
So they had Wi-Fi connection. You could play online. That was a big deal. This is the first Pokemon game that you could play over the internet. And so they used the dual screen stuff. They had like all the, it was basically like all the features added on in small ways. And they had 107 new Pokemon, which we're going to be talking about today.
Starting with Turtwig.
Nadel. Oh, hey guys, it's me, Nadel.
Can I get the bowl of Pedialyte for all this, by the way?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Yo, you guys got that bowl of Pedialyte?
You got that bowl of Pedialyte?
It is in the chat.
Thank you.
So Turtwig here.
That's a friend.
Is well, so we got the old man face, right?
Mm-hmm. Gramps.
Yeah. But like the baby head.
I thought there was more to that sentence.
No, it's just like, what are we doing?
What's wrong with the baby? It's a little turtle.
You can't be a baby and an old man. That's not right.
I beg to differ.
Okay, go ahead, differ.
Case in point, me. I can be baby and old man. You ever see that vine where like the 5-year-old's like, I'm an old lady, I'm a grandmother, I'm 16. It's one of the best fucking vines. That's Turtwig.
Okay.
Look at his mouth in the anime. He's got a big honking mouth. Hey, guys, it's me, Turtwig. That's what he sounds like.
Very big mouth. Like, wow. There's not a lot of room for the rest of his head inside that head.
The shell on its back is made of soil. On a very healthy Turtwig, the shell should feel moist. Ugh. Yuck.
I mean, it's dirt. This is wet dirt. It's fine.
I never thought about that. It's just mushy dirt.
Yeah. It's just gotta like put it. But also, then how would it protect? Wait, so okay. Made from soil, the shell on its back hardens when it drinks water. So that doesn't make any sense. They just contradicted themselves. If it's healthy, presumably that would mean it's staying hydrated, because that's one of the fundamentals of staying healthy. Then its shell shouldn't feel moist because it'd be hard.
Is it possible to be like, hard and moist at the... Never mind.
Is this like the world's toughest pudding? Like, what are we talking about? I don't know why pudding is my example of a moist thing.
I like that it's kind of Bulbasaur, but there's more biology to its Pokedex entries.
Does the plant on the head grow?
Across the evolutions, it does. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It super does. This is one of the weird ones where... It grows not in the Bulbasaur way where it like it becomes a single big tree, but it kind of becomes a forest. I think Turtwig is really wholesome and cute. I like all of the Gen 4 starters. That's my weird pulpit.
So I don't have a problem with Turtwig necessarily, but let's look at Grottle for a sec. And
must we?
That's exactly right?
Yeah.
Good answer.
One of the dumbest middle evolutions.
This is nothing.
This is nothing. You put two trees on a big turtle and you said, I made a Pokemon.
But it's not even a turtle. It's like a snail with armor on it. Or sorry, a slug with armor on it. A snail with armor on it. It's just a snail.
Ew, Harkold Soulsilver, a Grottle that lives in the forest is said to have its own secret spring water. Where? Tell me where.
I mean, it probably depends on the Grottle.
Is it, like, inside of it?
No, it's saying it has its own secret spring water that it uses to live on. Okay. Like its den. It's not saying, what do you think, this was some analogy for piss? Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, everything's an analogy for piss if you look hard enough.
Torterra also is bad.
No, Torterra's awesome. Come on. It's got a whole planetarium on the back.
It's got one tree.
Duh. It's a whole planetarium. No, I'm influenced by Detective Pikachu because the Torterra in that movie is a whole.
That's
lineup.
The worst scene in that movie. You even said so.
Put in the clip.
The sequence with the giant Torterra garden.
Yeah, it's like
doesn't feel like this
film.
Movie.
Yeah,
yeah, it's bizarre.
No, I loved it. I clearly loved it at the time. Does Torterra have a good shiny, though? We're cutting Grodle. I agree we should cut Grodle. Ryan, do you have any objections to cutting Grodle?
No, that thing sucks.
It super sucks. Okay. I think we keep Turtwig. I don't know. I could fight. If you wanted to fight me on Torterra, I'd accept that fight.
Okay, I want to fight you on Torterra. It sucks.
Yeah. Oh, but that's not an argument. I need an argument.
Okay, what's your argument for it? It's guilty until proven innocent around here.
What? No, that's the worst.
No, that's established. That is literally established quorum stuff, which is like, if we don't have a reason to keep it, we cut it. That's how this works.
Wow. I guess you're right. I forgot about the rules to our Pokemon podcast. I thought the rule was there's no rules. Whatever. I'm not enamored with it.
Let's be adults.
Yeah, the rule was this is a game for kids. You're exactly right. Someone's been listening to the show. Not like me. Yeah, we can cut Torterra. I just want to keep Turtwig. It's so cute.
Okay, we can keep her. We can keep
her. We've never kept just the beginning evolution of a starter.
Yes, we have.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm pro Turtwig, but Torterra is not. It looks like a rejected Colossus.
Oh, shit, it totally does. How big is it? 7'3", 683 pounds. Ooh, she big.
By the way, fact check myself, we kept just Totodile and we also kept just Chikorita.
God, so. We're good at this. What?
We are. Yeah. No, we're good at it. We run this show well.
Dodatisoi. Wait, how do you pronounce Torterra's name in Japanese?
I would say...
Dodatisoi.
Dodaitose.
Thank you. I can't pronounce the words. Oh, because Dodai means foundation. Oh, cool.
Well, let's move on to Chimchar. Look at that! Look at that sass.
Hikazaru, what a cutie touching his butt like you can't get this ass.
Also, my hand's on fire. Not gonna pay attention to that.
I'm burning. It's fine.
I honestly can't tell if it's hands on fire or if its ass is on fire and it's grabbing its ass.
Oh, I think its ass is on fire. Wait. Look at art. Look at other art of it. Its ass is on fire.
Its ass is on fire.
I think it's both.
Check that out.
It's got the fire ass from Charmander, but it's a monkey.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if your ass is on fire and then you stick your hand on there, therefore both are on fire. Yes. That's kind of, yeah. You're right.
Its fiery rear end is fueled by gas made in its belly. Even rain can't extinguish the fire. They made Charmander! They patched Charmander! It's a Charmander patch notes.
It's a Charmander that runs on farts.
Wow. Before going to sleep, it extinguishes the flame on its tail to prevent fires. Aww!
I really appreciate that environmental consciousness.
I love this. I didn't know these things about Chimchar. I also like saying Chimchar. It's fun to say.
Do you like saying Hikozaru?
Hikozaru. I do. Wait, we've learned Hiko before.
Does it
He
have...
means fire, Ko means child, Zaru means monkey. Fire child monkey.
Why does it have makeup like built into the design?
Cause like, one night it opens its eyes really wide and it's been scarred ever since.
it's not sleeping well, that's why.
No, that's under the eyes, not over the eyes.
Yeah, you silly.
God, what are you doing?
chimpanzees kinda have eyes like that. They have very sallow eyes. They're not red, but they have like the very sallow eye holes. Look up pictures of chimpanzees for proof.
Yeah.
And then also the head, like the little forehead fire. That's just hair, though. It just looks like fire, but it's hair. Or fur, rather. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
We've gotten to the point where these none of these are in Mystery Dungeon.
Oh, because they stopped making Mystery Dungeon games?
Right. So we're not going to get any more fun, like, I leveled up. My flame is powered by farts. You know, whatever their fun fucking shit is.
We still get, like, Poke Park Wii. Chimchar came to the Poke Park to become stronger. He's got what it takes to play. Venusaur's Vine Swing and Bastiodon's Block Barrage. He likes some other attractions, too. Wait a minute.
Well, it's, you know, it's a starter. 80-something percent male.
87.5.
Right? Yeah.
I love Chimchar. We gotta keep Chimchar.
Seems like we're keeping Chimchar.
Yes. You simply must.
All right, what about Monferno, the playful Pokemon?
Duh.
That's just... No.
What? No?
That's just a monkey. They just made a monkey. They just...
They just made a real monkey.
Well, okay, so first off, it's got the blue and the red on the face.
Yeah, why?
It's got, like, bangles. Its fur has shaped itself to be, like, fingerless gloves in a weird way.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a punk rock Pokemon. That's the teenage form.
Also, look at its picture in the anime where it's just like, this guy.
Gay rights. He looks like he's saying gay rights. Where can I post pictures? Half of the quorum fun for me is sending my friends pictures. So here's, I'm just going to send this one. Yeah.
For the most part, its Pokedex is just like fire. It likes fire. It's got fire on its tail, and the tail is fire. And you're like, okay, got it. Great.
It skillfully controls the intensity of the fire on its tail to keep its foes at a distance. A bigger fire on its tail and a brighter blue pattern means its rank in its pack is higher. Oh, fascinating. So the blue is kind of like a signal of rank. Okay. In the clan.
It's note that his ideal pairing is Hideyoshi, of course, the lord from Pokemon Conquest.
Ooh. Are the lords in Pokemon Conquest real people?
They're based on real people.
Okay. That's cool.
I mean, I hate to break it to you, but Pokemon Conquest is a work of fiction. But yeah, otherwise.
I'll accept it. Yu Shirogane's Monferno evolved. Wait, what is this? What is Pocket Monsters Platinum aim to be Battle King? What am I looking at? Oh, this is just a weird side Pokemon manga. Never mind.
About Do we want to keep...
Sorry, I'm just Monferno? Reading about manga. Go ahead. I don't know about Monferno.
No.
No?
Hmm.
Okay, I like it all right, but, you know, I'm not going to push. All right, what about Infernape?
Yep, I'm fine with going Chimchar to Infernape.
Here's the thing.
Mm. Mm.
Is it looks dumb.
Whoa.
That's the only problem with this, is that it's a bad design that we should cut.
Maybe this is, like, my own anxiety, but I worry that we're going to say this so much in Gen 4. Is here's the thing, but it looks
oh
dumb.
No. Oh no, you mean we're gonna do our jobs?
Oh shit, we can't cut a whole gen, you silly.
No, we already kept one or two. We're fine.
Okay.
Here's the
That's
thing.
Enough.
Here's yeah. the thing.
Hmm?
It's a bad design that I really like.
It's yeah. got, there's stuff in there, right? I like the white fur. I like the little like
The
curl,
white fur
little,
looks like
curly
a top.
Things.
Looks like a dress that doesn't fit him.
Aww. The shiny's great, by the way. It's like nice and bright red.
Let me see the shiny.
Bright red instead of orange.
Oh, that's a really good shiny.
Yep.
That's better than the base.
Absolutely.
What?
100%.
Okay. I'm going to have to say replace base with shiny and come up with new shiny. And then I'll keep it. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Because the shiny's just so much better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's just they okay. nailed the coloring they got. It's not too different that it's weird. It nails all the right design elements. Yeah, it's a very good shiny.
Okay, wow. Yeah, you sold me on it. Yeah, wow.
I'm glad. Infernape is also in Pokken? Am I wrong? I don't know.
I don't recall. There is one of those... No, I think it's Blaziken.
Yes, Blaziken's in Pokken. Wasn't that you who recently was like, should we get into Pokken?
Yeah, and then I bought it.
Oh, and here we
That's
are.
That's neat. That's, you know, I think it's cool.
I like it. I think it's actually very good, yes.
Oh, do you have it?
I don't have it, but I play the demo a lot. Every time I go to New York, I go to the Nintendo store and I play the Pokken demo and I smoke a bunch of 10-year-olds.
I really thought you were going to say, and I smoke a bunch of blunts.
Smoke
I was like,
weed,
wow, Alan just got so cool.
Wow. No, that's impossible. You know that.
Just like Alan in a Nintendo store, like a blunt in either side of their mouth.
Fuck yeah.
Taking all takers.
Also, like, props for like going after the 10-year-olds, but not like Ty.
Yeah. No, who knows how to play the game? Yeah.
No, listen, you got to know how to pick your fights, right?
Yeah.
Like, Infernape here is a firefighting type, which is going to be a very common typing. But as part of fighting is knowing how to pick those fights.
It's true. Firefighting is, like, the most common starter evolution thing. Someday they won't do firefighting.
It's not going to be this gen, this upcoming one. You know it's not.
No, certainly not.
Band-aid over the nose, that's a soccer player. That's a brawler right there.
Is Gen what's Gen 5 starter again? Gen 5's fire starter?
Is it Tepig?
Oh, it is. And then Tepig becomes, yep. But then Gen 6 is not firefighting. It's fire psychic, I believe.
Is that true?
Yeah, Delphox?
Oh, you're right.
Fire psychic, yeah. All right, well, they did it. I'm sorry for thinking they were wrong.
Piplup.
Piplup!
Or Pochama.
Piplup's a very good design. Piplup is like, I would see this on the side of a children's book. This is a well-made Pokemon. Thoughts?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of problems with this design. It seems pretty solid.
No, like I totally look. This looks like it belongs. Like this looks like it fits in the lore, in the world, and you know.
It's just a well-designed penguin friend, right?
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with a good penguin. This was the starter that I. Yes, this was the starter that I picked when I played Diamond.
Oh, so trophy information here. You wouldn't know it from its adorable exterior, but this Pokemon is very proud and often won't listen to its trainer.
Hmm. Ew, it's
kind of a little dickhead.
It's Smash Brothers art. It's kind of yucky.
So he's Dimitri?
Oh, or man, Furby. Here we go. Pokemon to Fire Emblem. This isn't easy.
Is he Dimitri? I feel like he's more of a...
Oh, Lorenz?
Yeah, he's a Lorenz.
He's a little bit Lorenz. You little gremlin son. Yeah, we got to keep Piplup. Pochama is one friend that must be protected at all costs.
All right. Well, let's talk then about
Prinplup. So I wouldn't like Prinplup except for the fact that its tum looks like it's wearing a suit.
What is going on with the beak?
Oh, you don't like this celestial, like, loops around the head beak?
What is happening?
That's the look. That's the peak. That's peak performance right there. If you don't like that, then that's...
Imagine if your stuff on your body was connected in such a way that if you opened your mouth, you felt stuff moving on the back of your head. What the hell? Why would you do that?
Because obviously
the beak just goes all the way around his head.
It's supposed to look like a crown.
Is it?
Doesn't.
Well, it becomes a crown. It becomes a crown.
You know what it looks like?
What?
It looks like fucking a knockoff Gundam crest.
It looks like two mohawks.
Yeah, this is a Borderlands enemy.
Oh, it's based on a crested penguin. Oh, sure.
Yeah, those look terrible, though.
No, like, it's the ones from Happy Feet, the main guy.
I didn't watch Happy Feet.
Montenegro. It's really depressing. It's like it's from the director of Mad Max. Did you know that?
I did not.
Happy Feet's from George Miller. Yeah.
Anyone want to guess what his favorite attraction is?
What? Oh, wait. Is it Gyarados' Wild Ride?
Aquadash. Yes, Gyarados' Aquadash. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Why would you know any of the rides from that game?
Wait, from Pokemon Wii, Poke Park Wii, Pikachu's Adventure? It's my favorite Wii game. I scrolled the page earlier.
I was like, do I have to kick Alan from this podcast
for liking Poke Park Wii?
Yeah.
What's wrong with Poke Park?
I gotta have some rules around here.
Like how we need to keep Prinplup.
Ryan, back me up here. That's not happening, right?
He looks very dumb, but I like him.
All right.
That's the only argument that's going to keep us middle evolutions at this point.
Yeah, middle evolution. It turns out they've done like two good middle evolutions ever. They're so bad at them.
I want to see somebody Photoshop this with the beak off.
Oh my god. I can do that. I'll be right back. Give me a couple minutes.
No, not right now. You don't
not
have
right
time
now, but
right now.
I'll work on it.
We gotta talk about Empoleon.
I love Empoleon, actually.
This is a Hollow Knight enemy.
Yep. It is kind of creepy, depending on the context you look at it in, yeah.
He has claws on the inside of his flippers.
Hell yeah. Gang shit.
He's like, I have to angle my head in a specific way to see over my own stupid fucking trident crest.
Oh my
god. Can't drive, and Polion can't have a driver's license.
The Pokemon no character vision. Model is scarring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you were wondering where the Detective Pikachu like texture work came from. It's inspired by Pokken for sure.
Mm-hmm. Ew, yeah, ew. Oh, it's so moist.
It's a penguin. But, do you think it would be dry?
But it really highlights the fact that the chest is supposed to look like a little
like a
dicky.
Suit, yeah.
Yeah, like you remember? Did either of you actually watch the Disney Peter Pan, like the old animated one from the 60s, the really racist one?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You know, at the beginning when the dad is leaving and then he like puts his dicky on, but he turns out that the son, the youngest son, drew all over it, like little pictures. Mm-hmm. I always think about that, and then it like rolls up and hits him in the face. That's what I think about when I think about
Peter Pan.
Goodness gracious! Whatever shall we do?
Whatever shall we do?
Yeah, no.
I love the everything in that movie until they go to Neverland, because then it gets so racist that I can't.
It gets so racist.
But alas, Hook though, good movie. Anyways, Empoleon has to stay.
Disney Plus out in November.
Yep, we're here to advertise.
Don't pay for it.
Don't pay for it, please. But what about? What about WandaVision?
What about Empoleon, the character, the one we're here to talk about?
We keep it. It's blue. The shiny's nice and bright and blue. It's on one hand, it's very fancy, like the K-pop song. And then on the other hand, it could kick your ass.
It makes me want to retry Pokken. So.
Right.
Okay.
It's great
in
Pokken. It's like top tier, I think.
I'm such an idiot. I was like, all right. And I'm entering on the Google Docs sheet. Number 395, Pokken. I was like, wait.
Oh, literally today I went to Chipotle and I meant to ask for guacamole. And then she reached for the cheese and I was like, no, the guacamole. But I wasn't saying guacamole. I was just saying Chipotle.
No, Chipotle.
So
McDonald's.
Flip the pickle. Skip the ad.
Wait, what? What did you what?
You don't know about flipping the pickle?
No, is that a sex act?
Yes, you caught me.
Am I gonna Google flip the pickle? I'm gonna Google flip the pickle.
Yeah, I mean if it
Oh, I got a Rick and Morty clip, nice.
Oh, good.
All I'm getting is Rick and Morty. What did you do to me?
No, there's a... So there's an old copyright that was filed during the PlayStation 3
era.
Oh,
I've seen this. I actually know immediately what you're talking about.
What?
You yell at the TV and say, like, something... McDonald's.
Yeah, and they have examples, and one of them's, like, yelling at the TV and saying McDonald's, and the other one's, like, flip the pickle chip in onto the burger to skip the ad. And
what? I'm
like, okay, this is... It's the hell future that Sony copyrighted.
Ryan, you've seen this. I talked about it on Idle Thumbs, like, 10 years ago. It's,
I don't remember this.
You gotta flip that.
I remember that... I remember Xbox had, a Pizza Hut app or something.
Mm-hmm.
But,
that's true. And in EverQuest, you could slash pizza. Yep. It was a command, and it would pull.
I tried in WoW Classic, newly released WoW Classic, to type slash pizza and see if it would pull up Domino's, but it didn't pull up Domino's.
Wow.
Do you guys want to get Domino's after this?
Not really.
Okay, fair enough. Do you want to talk about a bird?
Sure. Let's talk about Starly.
Starly looks anxious. Starly looks like they're like about to have a really intense job interview.
Starly is just the wings tightly folded to the side, the expression on the face. Starly is just like, I'm going to hold very, very still, and capitalism won't notice me.
Alas, Starly, you can't escape. All of the Pokedex entries are like, their singing is noisy and annoying. Everyone hates it when they sing. Like, wow, same, but rude.
Oh, I love Starly. It's a starling, by the way.
No, people hate my singing.
I don't care about you. I care about Starly. Oh, I like Starly.
That's fair. What's white-cheeked starling? That's the thing. Whenever we talk about birds, I need to know what bird it's based on, because they all just look like birds, obviously.
Yeah.
White-cheeked starling is like a big chunky bird. Oh, they're chubbo. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the shiny coloration is cute in that it's like, oh, look, it's another, like, it feels like a regional...
Yeah, like the field mouse version, like the field bird.
Yeah, yeah. So I really like that. That it's like, oh, this is the one, like, the normal one you're seeing is, like, this is the one from, like, you know, urban areas, right? Where it's colored naturally to sort of blend in with, like, man-made structures. And there's the one from, like, the fields.
I like Starly. I need to, can I say a thing? I love my friends deeply, right? I love all my friends, and I think you're both amazing. Staravia, for some reason, channels Ryan energy to me. I mean that in every nice way possible. Staravia is one of my favorite bird types. It just looks like...
I love the hair.
I love the hair.
I also just love the really just, like, quietly disapproving.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think that's the thing that you're getting Ryan vibes from, is Ryan not being the, like, you being on voice with Ryan and making a joke that, like, you're excited for, yeah, but you know it sucks.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is bad. Ryan's just like, this. Well.
You can hear Staravia going, well. I love Staravia. The face entirely sells it for me. No Pokemon makes this fucking face.
Is that, like, a consistent face?
I mean, that's in all the sprites. Okay.
Yeah, and if you look at the art from the anime, it's just making that face.
Like, it's not necessarily in having that face forever, but every bit of art has that face of just like, okay, are you done yet? Bueller. Ugh, God. Also, I have another friend who, Gen 4 was one of their first big gens, and they were like, big Staravia, Staraptor fans. So I associate this with that friend as well.
I'm trying to fit. So I think so far we should have like a winner or like a mascot character from each generation. And oh, right, sure. Now I'm voting for customer support Staravia.
It's just Staravia with like a little headset. And a name tag that says like Tim. How can I help? Nice to meet you. My name is Staravia.
I understand you're having problem with your 20 Priuses.
God, I adore Staravia. Ugh.
All right, we're obviously keeping Staravia. Let's talk about Staraptor.
Absolutely.
Now, this is when the hair gets really bad.
Yeah, no. You just,
this is bad.
I'm going to make a Photoshop of this one without the hair. Like, just
that would be better.
Like, it cuts off at where the hair is.
I do kind of like the layered like chest fur though. It's like white, black, white, like gray.
I think Staravia is doing that though, right? Yeah, Staravia does that.
Oh, you're right.
Okay. It's got a big M though. I don't know what the M stands for. McDonald's.
Okay, so two things.
Yeah.
Yes.
One, the eyes are red, so it looks possessed.
Yep.
Sure.
Two, excuse me, what is with the hair?
Yeah, no, it's
like, sorry, bad. I didn't bleach properly, so it just kind of came out like this.
Oh, no, if you look at its Pokedex entry, it's incredibly proud of its hair.
Oh. That's even worse.
Where's my phone? I'm playing in Photoshop right now with Staraptors. I just pulled the hair off and kind of playing around with the hair, and I'm just going to... It looks terrible without the hair. Confirmed.
Does it really?
Yes! Well, it's okay, I'm going to take a video, too. You know, this is just for y'all so that we have a visual of what's
Holy
going on.
Holy shit. Hold on. No, I need to send you this icon. Hold on.
Okay.
This is great. Great radio, but...
Yeah, it's really the best.
Very important icon that's on this page.
I think I might have found it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what am I looking at? Oh. Oh my God, yeah, it's Evo Staraptor! I love. I must protect. All right, this video is 7 seconds long, so I can just put this right in the Discord and it won't yell at me. Just watch that. You have to watch it in motion. That's why I was.
actually, that's all right. It looks okay.
Holy, it just slides shit. Right off though, like a little hat. I hate how clean that was. Like the start, the Photoshop lasso tool was like, yeah, you want to cut that out? Of course you can. It looks attached. Like, somebody's probably done fan art of Staraptor with, like, the without the hair. That's how clean it looks when you take it off.
I mean, I bet there was a draft of this Pokemon without the hair.
Mm-hmm. And then they were like, you know what it needs? Is rocker, glam rock hair.
A pompadour.
Just like, bo.
He's
Ryan,
just,
he's I'm
just
lost
like,
here.
He's just like, yeah, the owls are what they seem.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
They're me. What? You gotta call this one, Rye.
This is fucking lame.
Alright, I think that's the right answer. Yeah. I wasn't brave enough to make it.
Also, sorry, going back to the last one, looks the hair on the last one looks like me in a call center.
The hair on Staravia also looks like the hill from The Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, cut Staravia. That hair got to go.
Well, don't worry, we've got a real great one coming up. It's Bidoof.
Bidoof? It's Bippa. Oh my god, in Japanese it's Bippa. Fuck. Yep. It's probably Beepa, right? Let's check Papago.
Yeah, it'd be Beepa.
Beepa. you gotta keep Bidoof, right? That's like the law.
Yeah? What?
I don't know. Bidoof's a meme Pokemon. This is the first meme Pokemon of this generation.
Yeah, I feel like somebody at Game Freak is really mad that this wasn't like the next Garfield.
Yeah, they're like, we have the new mascot for the generation, and it got rejected in the first round of testing.
Like, Bidoof's like, I love Mondays.
I love Mondays. They're my favorite day of the week. That's a good Bidoof. With nerves of steel, nothing can perturb it. It is more agile and active than it appears. Whoa.
I go to bed at 6 p.m. every night.
I love my wife. It constantly gnaws on logs and rocks to whittle down its front teeth. So it's a beaver.
Yes.
What is the red thing on? So I
it's
feel
his
like,
nose.
Yeah, I know, but it's redundant because what's the black thing?
It's the snout. Nose is on the end of the snout. That's not that unusual.
I think that's how beavers look.
It just looks like a cherry on top of a like cupcake.
Edible
Bidoof. Or on top of a bad design.
Edible Bidoof. That too.
I think we should cut Bidoof. Well, okay, we can all agree we're going to cut Bibarel, right?
Yes.
Oh my god, what a disaster.
Bibarel's a disaster.
Bibarel
looks like delicious, though. No. Looks so edible.
No.
What are you talking about?
Hey, why is it normal and water type? It has to be normal type only. No, I'm saying Bibarel looks like it's mocha flavored.
And I'm saying, what are you talking about?
I guess I don't have an answer for you.
Okay. All right, well, you know. Fair enough. I think Bidoof is really stupid.
People like Bidoof. No, we don't like Bidoof. You're right. I was swayed by the popular opinion.
Yeah, you're such a sucker to popular opinion, Alan. You gotta take a stand.
My stand
is not let people push you around. Do it. Don't let people push you around.
Kill Bidoof. Kill Beepa. What's Bibarel called? Biadaru. Okay. Biadaru. No, Bibarel sucks at, like, hardcore sucks. Like, bad design. Bidoof, honestly, redundant. We have plenty of, like, we have a field normal type, like, cutesy Pokemon in every gen, and Zigzagoon takes care of the job. Like, I don't need Bidoof, to be honest
with
you.
Now, who wants a friend?
But what happens if we need a beaver in this world? What's going to be our beaver?
Kricketot.
Fair enough.
It's a beaver now.
Kricketot has one of the best cries.
It's like musical, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. But it sounds alien too. It's like, weird. I think Cricketunes is the one that's extra weird, but Kricketot, I think its design is pretty good.
I like both of these.
Yeah, Cricketune's amazing. Cool. Cricketune's fantastic. Mustache Samurai.
Yeah, that's some good shit.
It's the whole thing is that it makes music too.
Yeah, I think Kricketot looks like a little like just like a little like middle-aged composer, and I think it's great.
Kricketot,
it's little like like suit with like the, you know, it's the buttons that like fold over. You know, the cloth folds over the buttons, so you can't see the buttons.
That's the Krikatoon cry that I just posted. Y'all need to listen to that. It's 2 seconds long. It's essential listening.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Because as of the DS, they realized that they had access to a better digitized sound pack. So that's what you get.
They were like, after three consoles, they're like, wait a minute. This is a different sound chip than the Game Boy.
We can just keep hitting noises on the keyboard until the timer for the cry runs out. That's the same reason Chatot exists, which we'll get to. Love Krikatoon. Actually, legitimately think Krikatoon rules. Good shiny, good everything. Krikatot, I think is pretty good. Pretty dang good.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with
it.
It's big. It's 1 foot tall and 5 pounds, but I guess that's fine.
Any objections? Speak now or tell us in a few episodes that we were wrong.
All women are queens, Krikatot.
If she breathes, she a tot?
If she breathes, she's a Krikatot.
Yep.
You can't say she's a. It's got to be Shia. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You can't. You're the meme lord on this podcast. You got to do it right.
Yeah, you're right. If she breathes, she a Krikatot. Krikathot. Here we go. It's Shinx.
Shinx is
so
one
cute.
Of my favorite electric Pokemon.
Yep, Shinx is incredible.
Shinx rules.
I'm so glad we're on the same page. I was worried I was going to have to argue this. Shinx is amazing. I don't like that Shinx looks like it's wearing pants.
I think it's great.
Shinx is that meme. Speaking of me being the meme lord of the like, what would a dog look like? Dog wearing pants look like.
I was always on this side of the argument. By the way,
of this one,
yeah, like the pants would be on the back two legs, of course.
Right, Ryan. What about you? Where were you on the dog pants thing?
I don't mind it. It's cool.
Yeah. Shinx is so cute. And it's like iconic. Like this should have been the Pikachu clone of this generation. Why'd they do another one?
Because it doesn't look like Pikachu.
I know, but it's mascot at E. Mascot-y.
That's true. But the way they do Pikachu clones is they look a lot like Pikachu, and then no one cares about them. That's the formula for a Pikachu clone. Mm-hmm. Look a lot like Pikachu, no one likes you.
So one of the things I'm noticing in Gen 4 is that they did a lot of three-tier design, like three evolution designs, for better and often for worse. Shinx is amazing. We agree we're keeping Shinx for every reason. Oh my god, shiny Shinx is yellow instead of blue. Are you kidding me?
It's very cute.
Oh my god. And then Luxio.
Mm-hmm. Lux, of course, meaning light in Latin.
Yeah.
I like Luxio.
The thing is, I love Luxray, but I don't like Luxio.
What?
What's
it? Okay. I like how it looks like it's that expression on its face is just like a really unintimidating person who's displeased. I love the hair. It is very like the way it fans out to the side, like the little bit of like the little tuft. I think the hair is very cute. I like the big ears. I like that it's doubled up on the bank. I don't know. There's nothing about this design I dislike.
It just looks like the hair is fake. Like, the sideways hair is the part that bothers me a little bit.
That's what my hair does all the goddamn time. Okay. There's nothing more relatable than hair that just fucking's like, I'm just gonna go to the sides now. And you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
A light scratch from Luxio causes fainting in its foes. That's sick.
He looks like he's voiced by Jack Black.
We gotta save the rec center!
If he had more facial hair, I guess he has a little bit of a chin beard there, doesn't he? Okay, I can see it.
Yeah, I'll keep Luxio if you feel strongly about Luxio.
I really do.
Especially because I don't think that Shinx to Luxray makes a lot of sense, and I absolutely will ride or die for Luxray. Luxray is one of the coolest looking electric types, period. I would draw this shit in my notebook back in the day, fam. I did draw this shit in my notebook back in the day.
I love that there's, like, fur on the front of the legs, but in the back it still has the bangs.
Yes! It's so good!
The eyes are a little much.
No, they look like they're going to kill you. That's the
point. It looks like it's in a Looney Tunes cartoon and someone got it drunk.
Or hypnotized, yeah. Well, so Luxio is supposed to look like a baby lion.
Mm-hmm.
Luxray is an adult lion. You look at it from the face forward, like in the Pokemon Adventures manga, and it looks so intimidating. Its eyes are like that because it can see through objects.
Huh. It's got X-ray vision?
Uh-huh.
What?
It can see through walls to track down prey and seek its lost young.
You had an answer at the ready. Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Excellent shiny, excellent 3D model, good Pokedex entry, good anime stuff. Japanese name Rentorar, which means obviously Rentogen, which is the discoverer of X-ray radiation, and Tora means tiger. Oh, because Wilhelm Röntgen is the guy who discovered X-rays.
Okay, I'm here for Luxray.
That's fantastic. Oh, like Luxray, like X-ray, light X. Oh, it's so good. Sorry, you're stumbling into like one of my secret faves.
What about Badoo? How do you feel about Badoo?
I could Badoo without it.
What's it holding?
Gay
it's
rice.
Got those two hands wrapped around something.
What are you holding? What do you got? Secrets in there? You got snackums? What do you got?
Trying to pry the dog's mouth open. What have you got?
What have you got? Show me. Open.
It's a bomb.
It's a bomb. Boop, 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 boop. Oh my god.
Hey Badoo, what have you got? A knife?
No! Yeah, the one in the anime looks like it's holding a nuclear missile. Just behind a rock like, I won't tell. Oh, you're selling me on Voodoo. I don't like it.
I don't either.
They didn't add a lot of babies after Gen 2's catastrophe that is Baby Gen. But this is a baby that you just don't need. Especially because Roselia to Roserade is perfection. And then Voodoo to Roselia to Roserade is like... It's unnecessary. I do like that it's a baby that's grass and poison.
Yeah. I think we could just do Roselia to Roserade, though. Speaking of... So we're cutting Badoo?
I would like to cut Badoo.
Yeah. Who do you Badoo?
Who do you Badoo?
Bitch.
Hello, Moto Badoo.
Happy Badoo's Day.
Ooh.
For all the fun, the smart people in the audience who play Fire Emblem. Roserade, number 407, is...
Question, why he got a... shit, what's it called?
A mask?
What's the fucking spinny things that all the kids have?
Oh, what? Fidget spinner?
Oh yeah, God, why he got totally... two fidget
spinners?
Fuck, spinner.
Ryan, fuck, you've sold me more!
So here's the thing that's weird that I always thought was weird is it was like, oh, okay, has like bundles of flowers for hands,
uh-huh,
and they just did a lazy job of drawing it and didn't draw the lines in between. But it's like, no, every piece of art draws this one fused thing. It's just a fidget spinner.
But it's a fidget spinner without the gap in the middle.
Well, the gap in the middle is because it has hand.
Oh yeah, so it's a what is it called, the people in Spain who hold the luch not luch not oh, Jesus Christ, not luchadors, the people matadors.
They hold roses?
No, matadors, because it has the mask and it's like a dancer, like a flamenco dancer. It's pulling from a lot of things culturally, and then it's also a fidget spinner gamer nerd who's on TikTok.
You know why you can't see the center?
Why?
It's because you can't tell them that arc, but they are currently spinning, and they're spinning so fast you can't see the middle.
They're just
staying there, holding like one up, one down, just like, and giving it a look like, eh? Eh?
It has poison whips that come. The real reason is it has poison whips that come out of those things.
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It whips its prey. Each of its hands contains different toxins, but both hands can jab with near fatal power. It's very powerful. I like Roserade. Oh, great shiny. Oh, my heavens.
with white and black flowers. Or no, sorry, purple and black.
Purple and black, yeah. Okay.
Flowers aren't black. That's silly.
Whoa. Whoa. Ooh, whoa. Pokemon Battle Revolution. Rosie, scroll down to the very bottom of the wiki, folks.
Oh, I saw. I saw. Yeah.
Okay. There's probably a whole industry of Pokemon that humans that look like Pokemon, right?
I mean, it's not like a... It's not like a coincidence. Like, humans that look like Pokemon. It's not like you took a picture of a pancake and you're like, look, it's Jesus' face. It's, I think that was intentional.
I mean, like, Pokesonas is what I'm saying. Like, but the opposite. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean. Sure. Sure. I'm sure that's a thing.
Anyways, I really like... Because Roselia is like, I'm going to ballet practice. I'm here. I'm an independent woman. I'm here to shop. I'm here to kill people with my deadly poison. And then Roserade's like, I've grown up. I've taken dance classes. And now I have whips for hands.
Okay. I'm here for it.
It's a slightly kinky grass type. And then they came up with Serena and they were like, yo, we got you, fam. We got you. Got your back for life. But not yet. Ryan, any thoughts about Roserade?
Not really.
Other than blowing my mind that it's holding fidget spinners.
Not really. I don't have any strong feelings about it, but
well, you gotta have the big brain takes for the next one. Kranidos, because it's got that big head. It's a galaxy brain contained right there in that skull.
It's the first of this gen's fossil Pokemon.
Here's the thing about Foxel Pokemon. Foxel.
Foxel.
Here's the thing about Voxel Pokemon. Here's the thing about fossil Pokemon.
Don't say they're all
most bad. Of them suck.
Okay.
Most of them. Not all. Kabuto is cool. Kabuto's
Amara's
cool.
Right there.
Amara's all right.
Zugaidos. Zugaidos. Oh, Zugaikotsu means cranium. That's just, yeah. Just
walk over my joke. That's fine.
I didn't hear you. Can you repeat it?
No.
Please?
I said Ninja Zugaidos.
Never mind.
I can't believe you made me repeat that. I shouldn't have antagonized you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We all learn. We're learning from our sins.
Oh, our sinos.
Boo! Boo, Six! Boo on you!
I just can't stop.
I'm trapped. Okay, so Kranidos into Rampardos, Shieldon into Bastiodon. We got fossils up the wazoo. I think Kranidos is boring.
I think Kranidos is boring. I think Rampardos is just a different drawing of the same Pokemon, but he looks he's a little bigger.
Yeah, there's very little difference.
There's nothing.
I mean, there's a physical, like, it gets huge, but no, 5'3", it's not even that huge. What?
Well, wait.
I'm waiting.
Is this the football player Pokemon we've been looking for? Is this our linebacker?
It can't because it has like 3-inch hands. It's got T-Rex hands.
You're right. It couldn't carry a ball.
It's not going to carry a football anywhere. It's not going to throw shit. Sorry.
Damn it. Damn it. I tried to give you an out, Rampardos. I tried to help.
We were so close.
You wouldn't take the hand that was offered to you.
Honestly, I would take Shieldon and Bastiodon over these two.
Well, that's not how this works, so let's talk about Shieldon.
Well,
I think Shieldon's kind of cute.
Yeah, it's cute. It looks like its name looks like Sheldon. Hey, I'm Sheldon. What's up?
Maybe we should cut it.
Oh, come on.
Are you like this big young Sheldon fan out here?
It habitually polishes its face by rubbing it against tree trunks.
It's cute.
It is cute.
Why does it only have one nail on each of its feet?
I don't know. I was going to make a joke. I can't think of a good joke. Boring shiny. The helmet turns blue instead of gray.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't... Yeah.
It's not great.
Not...
Barely noticeable, in fact.
Ain't it, Chief?
Bastiodon, though. Bastiodon.
Bastiodon looks weird.
I like the way Bastiodon looks weird, though.
God, I love Overwatch.
It does look like a Reinhardt for Persona.
It's named Bastiodon. What if Bastion and Reinhardt
Oh my god, yeah, this is Bastion Reinhardt's kid. Yeah.
Well, no, you know what? They had a kid. We all know Bastion fucks, so I guess that's within the realm of possibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh my god, remember Bastion fucks? Jesus.
That was 10 years ago.
That was, yeah. Remember Bastion from Overwatch? Here's what he looks like today. Just the same picture. Garbage podcast.
This will come over when it's ported the Switch.
Oh man, what if they had Nintendo themed podcasts in, or not podcast skins in the port? What if you had fucking like Princess Peach Tracer? Oh,
don't say
so
that like you
upset.
Wouldn't buy though. Yeah, you're upset because they could do it.
They would. The thing is, they should do Daisy though. If they're gonna do that,
the thing that'll make me upset is that you won't be able to buy them. You'll just be a fucking random loot box then.
Like 1% out of a loot box, yep.
Yep.
You're gonna have Rosalina Mercy would be really good.
You're right.
That would be good. Who's Mario? Is it Soldier?
I kinda like that.
Yeah, I think it's
McCree with the hat. McCree with the hat.
Yeah, Soldier's Luigi. Luigi's the tired one. And then obviously Wario is your Roadhog.
Mm-hmm.
Waluigi is your what's his name? The Junkrat.
Yep. Oh my god, and then Wario. Yeah. Yeah, you did it.
Mhm. I mean, this shit writes itself.
Anything but talking about the fossil Pokemon from Gen 4. Anything but. Just a good chunky Overwatch tangent. That's what I need.
Do you want to keep Sheldon and none of the others?
Sheldon.
Shield on, yes. Oh, sorry.
Honestly, I might.
I mean, I could be made to keep Bastion on.
Me too. Oh, the shiny's good. There you go. Did it. Shiny's good.
Is it?
It's super good.
It's exactly this. I mean, okay.
I know, but they made the skin white. I mean, yellow, white, whatever.
They did that before too.
I wasn't paying attention.
It's the exact same colors.
It's hard.
I think it does work better for this friend, but. Wait, why does it have, like, so if you look at its face, it's like the wall of a castle or something, right?
Uh-huh.
And it has, like, little, like, windows and balconies on its face?
Yeah, it's a whole castle. It's not, like, slightly a castle.
What?
It's a whole castle.
Why does it have those?
It's the side of, it's a castle, like, sidewall.
No, but, like, it's, why is that? Why? What? Like,
listen, your body's like, a temple.
Yeah.
Does it have little dudes living inside?
Oh my
it?
God, I would love that. It's got little cricket tots that live inside. This Pokemon's from roughly 100 million years ago. Its terrifyingly tough face is harder than steel. Oh, the whole idea is that Rampardos has a rock-solid head and Bastiodon has a rock-solid wall, so it's like the unstoppable force against the unmovable object. They fought in the ancient times.
Sure.
So do you keep the wall or do you keep the ram? The answer is you keep the wall because the ram is boring and has gray coloring scheme.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can keep Bastion.
We keep Shieldon and we keep Bastion and we move on.
Okay.
I don't know. I just want to talk about Burmy really badly. Sorry for being intense. We're not even camping and I'm intense. Burmy, Minomuchi, is a special Pokemon.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Thank you. I was worried. It's a bug type and its evolutions are gender dependent, which is obnoxious. This is their version of Cask and Silicoon. This is their version of Caterpie. It's the bug type with three evolutions. Burmy itself is just the little like black void thing. And then what it wears for clothing is dependent on where you fight it. So if you fight it in tall grass, it's plant Burmy. If you fight it in a cave or on a beach, it's sandy Burmy. And if you fight it in a building, it's trash Burmy, which I had never seen before. If you're wondering what Burmy looks like without a cloak, just scroll down and have your brain broken in half. Because it's the first thing on the wiki. It's Burmy without a cloak.
It looks bad.
Mm-hmm. It looks kind of, yeah. I mean, the thing is, the head looks like poop. It looks like cartoon poop.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, that's true. Oh, so the trash is that's supposed to be like insulation foam, like building insulation.
Oh, I thought it was like a trash bag.
No, because it's pink. It's pink like the insulation on the inside of a... You've seen that stuff.
Oh, sure.
Like the fiberglass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's bad for you! Get away from that!
Don't touch that.
Fiberglass is... Kids?
Kids? Jotaquorum tip of the week.
If your mom's abusive to you, don't want to do that.
Yeah.
What are all of our other ones?
There's like 1,000, but there's so many.
Okay. Well, anyway, fiberglass is like you get like tiny little like fragments of glass like splinters in your hands. It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with loose fiberglass. If it's like a fiberglass like sheet, like a hard thing, you're fine because they fuse it all together. But if it's like in that insulation, that's gonna fuck you up. Don't touch it.
It really is.
Also, Super Dash makes you invincible.
Yep, never forget. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Supercharge. How come I'm the only one who knows? The supercharge.
Supercharge.
Because it doesn't matter.
Supercharge,
super
dash. This is a Wendy's. It covers itself with a cloak to shelter from the cold. When it's hot, the cloak is thinner. There's really not a lot to Burmy itself.
I like the concept.
Yeah.
I'm down with keeping Burmy if y'all are.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not. It's filling a niche that nothing else is really hitting. Right
yeah,
now.
And you know, like form change Pokemon are neat.
For sure. Unfortunately, its forms that it changes into based on gender are pretty ridiculous. If it is
so,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, please. You had it. I took it away because I'm a rude person.
You're not. If it's female, it turns into Wormadam, the bagworm Pokemon, which is just wormy but bigger. It keeps the different forms. It has a single eyelash on each eye because it's a girl, and it is the same. It's really boring. I think Wormadam is like an afterthought Pokemon. If it's male, it becomes Mothim, which is I guess cool. It's completely different, but I don't like this whole the male one becomes cool and the female one becomes the same. I think that's annoying.
Here's my suggestion.
Do it.
One, Wormadam's gone.
Okay.
Two, obviously both of them can become off them now. Fucking, why would we even?
Gender's dead. Yes.
Yes. But the wings.
Okay. The wings
they
depend on the form?
Based on the form it was in when it evolved.
Oh, never forget where you came from.
That's just like, they're just change color, right? Like, it's not like it builds it. Though it would be kind of neat if it built its wings out of trash.
That's exactly what I was thinking about, was Trash Mothim. That's what I was specifically trying to envision. Or Sandy Mothim.
Maybe it should build its wings out of trash. Is there something else it could build?
I have a Star Wars joke for the audience.
Yes.
Mon Mothima.
Good work.
Thank you. I really worked hard on that.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh my god, the Mothim Shiny. Looks like a Lisa Frank notebook brought to life. I love it.
Oh, that rules.
That's so good. That's so good.
Remember, Alan.
The 5th of November?
When you were like... Are we ever going to have a good moth Pokemon? We keep cutting all these moths.
Uh-huh. We
this
did it.
Rules. Yeah. This is great.
They said it couldn't be done, but Gamale did it. I mean, Mothim did it.
Help. Ryan, help me out. How do we make this form change thing work?
Hmm.
You're an individual vision, and I need that vision right now.
Okay.
Well, how do we make it work? Like, what do you mean?
Like, what does that look like? I mean, is it just like its wings change color? Or is it like, what do we do?
Usually the creative mood? Part of my brain doesn't activate when we're podcasting. But now I'm like, oh, fuck, I got to turn that part on.
What'd you ask, Ray?
Is it a mood thing?
No, it's based on... So the way it works with Burmy... is that it's based on where it last fought. So if it fought in a foresty area, it gets the forest one. If it fights in a like a cavey, rocky area, it gets the sand one. And then if it fights in an urban area, it gets the pink insulation one. What if its two upper wings were like that, were the orange ones, but its lower wings it had to build? Its stabilizing wings. So the top ones would stay orange, but depending on where it last fought, its bottom two would be like built out of whatever.
Oh, did you know? They're different types, the different forms.
I didn't, no.
Plant is bug grass, sandy is bug ground, and trash is bug steel.
That's not true. I mean, like, I'm not calling you a liar, but, like, fiberglass foam isn't steel.
Okay.
That's silly. But, okay. You know, the other thing we could do, we've done this before, is we could just say, hey, Game Freak, yeah. Hey Pokemon Company, we know you're listening. We know you're taking our suggestions to heart. Y'all figure it out. We solve enough problems for you.
Are we going to tell them to do it?
Right. Keep Mothy, but add the form change.
Oh, also the different typing only applies to Wormadam, doesn't apply to Burmy in the games. Burmy's always bug type.
That's stupid.
It really is. I don't know why this bothers me so much, but I just don't, like... I wish Wormadam was a little cool. But it's not. And I'm sad.
Do you want to talk about a nightmare?
I super do. This just brought my energy back. Here we go. Everybody's favorite bee. Buzz, buzz, buzz. It's Combi. Mitsu honey.
Combi 2012.
Six, maybe we shouldn't have had Ryan on the podcast
again. Oh, no, that was amazing. That's great.
Legendary.
That's
work.
A good poll.
Honestly, one of the worst shinies ever.
This is a terrible Pokemon. I hate this Pokemon.
Great. What are you talking
so
about?
This is the
awesome.
Best. Ryan's right. This is good.
What are you talking about? Look at. Okay. Scroll down
so
even
happy.
Like a millimeter and look at the wall of Combi.
I love him.
And be terrified.
I love him.
How can you say the words wall of Combi and not be enthusiastic about
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It's a whole wall of Combi.
What is this? Why does this exist?
This Pokemon is a set of three. When they sleep, they gather up and form a giant hive of 100 Combi.
God. Wait. Oh, of 100 Combi. For a second, I was like, of 100 of the heads. And I was like,
a Pokemon formed by three others. So it's three Pokemon. It's like Dugtrio.
Okay, so it is. So how would you form a group of 100 out of threes?
Oh my God, Six. Don't.
You can't do that.
A couple of them have to go. A couple of them have to go.
No, but you'd have to cut them off. You'd have to, like, decapitate.
They're not physically connected. They could leave whenever they want. They just choose to stick together. It's like Dugtrio.
That's not true. I do not believe you.
Okay, maybe it goes into a group of 99.
But is it 100? Like, is it 100 pairs of three, though?
Yeah,
like...
see, HeartGold SoulSilver says, at night, Combi sleep in a group of about 1,000. Because they realized what you're fucking thinking. Black 2 and White 2 is where they said 100.
Black 2, White 2. Well, those games are a mess anyway, so them have a messy Pokédex entry. That's understandable.
I'm going to fight you. I love Black and White 2 so much.
You can like them and think they're a mess.
I mean... I like myself. Ipso facto, I can like things that are likable and also a mess. Why does one of the Combi have a red thing on its forehead?
Because it's the thinker.
Really?
Yes, if you look at the Pokedex, they're like they're one of these things. I saw this somewhere on this page where the bottom one is the biology. The bottom center face is the main thinker of the three, and is also the only bee to have a full abdomen.
Oh. Abs. Bees with abs. I say keep Combi because it's so fucking weird.
I mean, I'm clearly being outvoted here, so.
I'm keeping Combi.
I'm taking one home. I'm taking one home,
right. B. Please tell me we're not keeping Vespa Queen.
You have to.
Why?
How are they going to have a queen?
They don't need one. They could just... This is a different universe. The rules don't have to be the same. They don't have to work the same as other bees. Combees could just hang out and be cool friends.
This is just a woman wearing a dress. They made a lady, they gave her a dress, and they made it look like a bee. Bee movie, now in theaters. Remember all the bee movie memes?
Yes.
You like jazz? It's... Its abdomen is a honeycomb for grubs. It raises its grubs on honey collected by comb bee. There's only one in a colony. I don't like the grubs. Are the grubs aren't comb bee. They're just grubs. They're not like a Pokemon.
No, they're not like a... I think they're just not considered Pokemon yet, but I'm sure they become comb bee once they're...
Yuck. Why isn't it called combini, you know? Yeah. And also, it's not... Why doesn't it have two E's? Why isn't it Vespi Queen? Is it Vespi Quen? Vespi Quen Stacy?
No, it's because... Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's because it's... A Vespid is like a type... Is like a wasp, right? And then it just... So it'd just be like Wasp Queen. It'd be a little too direct. So they had to take out an E to throw you off the trail.
Vespa is Latin for wasp. You watch Victory Gundam.
I don't, but I listened to the podcast about it.
Yeah, the bad guys are called the Vespa,
actually, not the Vespa.
But that's what it is.
I know. Listen, I'll fight this is a dumb conversation.
Fine, we can't.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just... We're cutting it?
Oh my god, literally, in Japanese, it's Bee Queen. It's
goodbye.
Jesus, guys. I put it into Papago thinking like, no, it must be Bee Queen, Beck Queen. And I look at Papago just goes, Bee Queen. I'm like, okay.
We're at a great stopping point. Let's handle the Ella Squirrel Pokemon and call it a day.
It's our Pikachu clone of this generation, you guys. It's Pachirisu. In Japanese, it's Pachirisu.
Remember how last generation our Pikachu clone was Plusle and Minun, and it was actually the only good Pikachu clones ever?
Yeah.
They actually rule?
Yeah.
And now they're like, what if a squirrel had cheeks?
True. It's based on a squirrel.
They're even... Pokedex entry for HeartGold SoulSilver. It's one of the kinds of Pokemon with electric cheek pouches. They know.
It's one
of
many.
They're not even pretending. Like... Just one of those assholes.
It makes fur balls that crackle with electricity. It stores them with berries. Its shiny's good, though. Pink shiny. Its name is a combination of Pachi Pachi, which is electric crackling, and Risu, which is squirrel. I don't want Pachi Risu in the quorum. We don't need another Pikachu clone. This one's so... fucking boring.
This one can go in the corner with Conker.
Yeah, and like talk about poop jokes and fucking double jumps and all that.
Pachirisu with sunglasses and a shotgun. Pachirisu's bad fur day.
Ugh. Ooh, that's actually, hold on. You're adding things for me to Photoshop this week. It's great. Pachirisu with sunglasses.
It's too bad. If you could do more work, you could have it doing the actual Conker thing of like the sunglasses partially pulled down so you can see the very mischievous eyes over the sunglasses. Mm-hmm. That's some Conker right there.
That right there, that's Conker.
Maybe you could have the Pachirisu doing the Matrix dodge, because that game is just a bunch of mm-hmm. pop culture references. It's like Family Guy. It's the worst. I mean, I love it.
Pause for laughter.
Pachirisu, go to hell.
Wow.
All right, I think that's it. So actually, so far, honestly, Sinnoh's doing better than I expected.
Yeah, I'm doing my best.
I mean, listen, I was pretty nice to Shinx and crew. I thought this was going to be the killing fields, and it's been okay. It's not like Black and White's going to be, you know.
What? Hold on, what did you say? What about Black and White?
Hmm?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I was just saying I couldn't wait for Black and White.
Yep,
it's gonna be fun.
That's all you said. Thank you. Good. Mm-hmm. Ryan, thank you. We needed you here, and we appreciate you here.
Thanks for having me.
Why don't you plug some things that you do and... I was going to say, and don't do? I guess you can do that.
Do, make, contribute to, etc.
Yeah, whatever. Plug zone.
Twitter.com.
You do contribute to Twitter.com. It's true.
I work there. Twitter.com. Bummer. Have you heard of it? BluestRose430 on there. And then the only thing to plug is that we're going to do a Black Eagles pod tomorrow. We're recording that tomorrow, at least. So look forward to that.
Like a Fire Emblem Black Eagles pod?
Yes. Oh. Me and Six.
Oh.
Yeah. It's going to be exciting. And we actually can say tomorrow, because recently I've been doing this crazy thing where I turn around podcasts in like an hour or two because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, no, I literally saw you, Jen, and Kyrie record the Fire Emblem pod on the server, and then like I woke up the next day and it was up, but it wasn't just up, it was like 7 hours ago, and I'm like, what? Excuse?
Mods?
You know.
My co-host doesn't sleep.
I do actually a lot. Mm. I just don't do much besides work.
Yeah.
It's great. Anyway, Alan, plug whatever you like.
Hey, kids. It's me, Alan. I'm freaking out right now because I hit zoom out on Audacity and it froze, but it doesn't mean the it didn't freeze. It's just you know what I mean.
I just have to think about it for a while.
Yes. Okay. Nothing. It didn't lose a single thing. Hey, folks. It's me, Alan. Hi. I'm on Chats the Television Podcast. That's C-H-A-T-Z. We have a Patreon. It's called patreon.com/chatspod. Magellan and I, we talk about TV shows over there every single week. And there's a lot of bonus content on the Patreon that we work very hard on. You should also listen to the Fireside Friends podcast, which Ryan and I do with our friend Katie. It's wonderful and delightful and fun. And that. Is it? Oh, also people should listen to Oops More Anime. We just finished a season of that. So Six and I on the Scanline Patreon feed did a free podcast that you can just listen to for free called Oops More Anime, where we watched and discussed all of Gundam Unicorn and then watched Mobile
Suit Gundam Narrative. Yeah. Narrative, yeah. That episode went up last night.
There are some good-ass discussions in there that people should listen to even if you don't give a shiz about Gundam.
But if you are going to watch Gundam... I mean, it is very spoiler ridden,
yeah.
But it's great conversation we had, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
And then, for me, I'm at Six Detmar on Twitter, S-A-X-D-E-T-T-M-A-R. I've got a pinned tweet there that tells you the things that I do. And yeah, that's the works. Good.
Good. Good.
That's bad.
All right. That's good.
That's bad.
All right. Well, Alan, we're going to close this podcast out. But before we do, there's something we have to say, isn't there?
Looking through my notes of things that I could possibly say. What could I possibly say?
You know what? On the last Oops More Anime, I forgot to say, you will see the battlefield it takes. I forgot.
Yeah, we really, like, the ending is very hot on that one. I wanted to tell you. But it's already out, so good. Hey, folks. This is a game for kids. So let's be adults.
Peace.
Peace. Tenno.
Tenno?